Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Disorder Through Manageable Daily Habits. Positioned as a self-help and parenting book, it emphasizes quick, realistic strategies rather than rigid expert theory, making it especially relevant for busy caregivers who want usable tools without adding more stress to family life. The book centers on three connected goals: improving focus, strengthening emotional regulation, and building confidence in boys whose energy and impulsivity can make everyday routines more difficult. Its approach is notable for framing ADHD not only as a challenge to manage, but also as a set of traits that can be redirected into strengths such as creativity, curiosity, and resilience. Based on the available description and reviews, the book aims to reduce friction in the home while helping parents feel more capable and less overwhelmed by the demands of raising a child with ADHD. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 30-minute daily structure designed for busy families. This time-based method also helps shift the focus from crisis management to proactive guidance. Instead of waiting for problems to escalate, parents are encouraged to build supportive habits into regular life. That is an important distinction because ADHD-related difficulties often accumulate through repeated small disruptions rather than one major event. A brief daily practice can address attention, routines, and emotional transitions before they become bigger conflicts. The book's structure, therefore, reflects a practical understanding of how families function. It favors short, reliable adjustments over idealized perfection. In the parenting category, that makes the book stand out as a tool for implementation rather than a source of abstract advice. Secondly, focus without frustration as a practical response to attention challenges. The practical implication is that focus is treated as something that can be scaffolded through structure, cues, and routine. Even without relying on technical psychology, the book clearly aligns with the common ADHD principle, the environment matters. For parents, this means that improving concentration may require changes in how instructions are given, how transitions are handled, and how tasks are broken down. The strength of this topic is that it avoids moralizing the child's difficulty. Rather than framing inattention as disrespect or laziness, it treats it as a manageable part of ADHD. That makes the guidance more usable and more humane, especially for parents who have already tried punishment-based responses with little success. Thirdly, turning hyperactive energy into creativity, curiosity, and courage. The practical value of this idea lies in how it can change parent-child interactions. If energy is treated as something to channel rather than merely stop, parents may be more likely to seek active, engaging, and confidence-building outlets. That approach can reduce power struggles around movement and restlessness, which are often central in ADHD households. It also helps children feel seen for strengths that may otherwise be overlooked by adults who are focused on compliance. In a broader sense, this topic reflects a strengths-based model of parenting. The book suggests that successful support is not just about limiting difficult behavior, but also about identifying and developing the positive qualities already present in the child. Fourthly, reducing meltdowns, homework battles, and parental guilt through realistic support. The book's value here is in normalization. Parents of boys with ADHD often feel isolated or judged, especially when standard parenting advice does not work. Matthew's approach appears designed to counter that isolation by acknowledging how hard these situations are without treating difficulty as failure. That matters because guilt can become a barrier to effective action. When parents feel blamed, they are less likely to experiment with new strategies or remain consistent. By offering concrete ways to respond to conflict more calmly, the book helps create a more workable family pattern. The emphasis is not on perfection, but on reducing the cycle of frustration, which is a realistic and useful goal for this category of reader. Lastly, a parent-centered guide that blends empathy, lived experience, and usable advice. What distinguishes this book from similar parenting titles is its narrow and specific focus. It is not a general ADHD manual, and it is not trying to cover every neurodivergent parenting issue. Instead, it concentrates on boys with ADHD and the practical realities that come with raising them: attention problems, emotional regulation, home routines, and confidence building. That specificity gives the book a clearer identity in a crowded genre. For readers, this means the advice is likely to feel more targeted and less generic. The combination of empathy, brevity, and practical focus makes the book well-suited to parents who want support they can apply immediately without sorting through a large amount of theory. In conclusion, How to Parent Boys with ADHD Without Losing Your Cool is best suited for parents, guardians, and caregivers who want direct, realistic help with the everyday challenges of raising a boy with ADHD. It will also be useful for readers who feel worn down by repeated homework conflicts, emotional outbursts, and parenting advice that sounds sensible but does not work in practice. The book's main benefit is its emphasis on manageable action, short daily strategies, calmer responses, and a more constructive way to think about attention and hyperactivity. Instead of presenting ADHD parenting as a matter of perfect discipline, it treats it as a situation that requires structure, patience, and adaptation. What makes it stand out in the parenting and ADHD category is its combination of specificity and accessibility. It focuses narrowly on boys with ADHD, uses a strengths-based lens, and keeps the guidance approachable for busy families. Readers looking for an empathetic, usable, and non-intimidating guide are likely to find it more relevant than broader or more clinical books on the subject. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.